Chapter 10.
1. Woe to those who decree decrees of injustice, and writers who write toil. 2. To turn aside the poor from judgment, and to steal justice from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, that they may rob orphans. 3. And what will you do in the day of visitation and of destruction? It comes from far away. To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your glory? 4. Surely, he will grovel under the prisoners, and they will fall under the slain. In all this his anger does not turn away, but his hand is still stretched out. 5. Woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger, and my fury is the staff in their hand. 6. I will send him against a profane nation, and against the people of my wrath. I will command him to plunder, and to strip off spoil, and to trample them like the mud of the streets. 7. Yet he does not purpose this, nor does his heart think so. For it is in his heart to destroy, and to cut off not a few nations. 8. For he says, Are not my commanders all like kings? 9. Is not Calno like Carchemish? Is Hamath not like Arpad? Is Samaria not like Damascus? 10. As my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols. 11. Shall I not do to Jerusalem and her idols as I have done to Samaria and her idols? 12. And it will be, when Yahweh has broken off all his work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will visit on the fruit of the proud heart of the king of Assyria, and on the glory of his lofty eyes. 13. For he says, I have worked by the strength of my hand and by my wisdom, for I am wise, and I take away the borders of peoples, and have robbed their treasures, and like a mighty one, I have subdued the inhabitants. 14. And my hand has found the riches of the people. Like a nest, I also have gathered all the earth, as forsaken eggs are gathered, and there was not one moving a wing, or opening a mouth, or one chirping. 15. Shall the axe glorify itself over him sharpening with it, or shall the saw magnify itself over him moving it? As if a rod could wave those who lift it, as if a staff could raise what is not wood. 16. Therefore the Master, Yahweh of hosts, shall send leanness among his fat ones, and under his glory will kindle a burning like the burning of fire. 17. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his set apart one for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and briars in one day. 18. And he shall consume the glory of his forest and his fruitful field, even from soul to flesh, and it shall be as a sick man melts away. 19. And the rest of the trees of the forest shall be few, so that a boy might write them. 20. And it shall be in that day, the remnant of Israel, and the escaped ones from the house of Jacob, shall not any more lean on him who struck him, but they will truly lean on Yahweh, the set apart one of Israel. 21. The remnant shall return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty El. 22. For though your people Israel is like the sand of the sea, only a remnant of it shall return. A decisive end, overflowing with righteousness. 23. For Adonai Yahweh of hosts is making a full end, even ordained, in the midst of all the land. 24. So Adonai Yahweh of hosts says this, O my people who dwell in Zion, do not fear Assyria. He shall strike you with the rod, and he shall lift up his staff against you in the way of Egypt. 25. But yet a little while, and the fury is finished, and my anger shall be over their destruction. 26. And Yahweh of hosts shall stir up a whip on him, according to the striking of Midian at the rock Horeb, and as his rod was on the sea, and he lifted it up in the way of Egypt. 27. And it shall be in that day, his burden shall turn away from on your shoulder, and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. 28. He has come to Aoth. He has passed to Migron. He has left his baggage at Mishmash. 29. They have crossed the ford. They have bed down at Jebba. Rama is afraid. Gibeah of Saul has fled. 30. Shriek with your voice, daughter of Reuben's. Baalish, afflicted of Anathoth. 31. Madmanah wanders. Those living in Gebim take refuge. 32. Yet he remains in Nab today. He will shake his hand against the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. 33. Behold, the Master, Yahweh of hosts, shall lop the boar of terror, and the lofty ones shall be cut down, and the proud shall be humbled. 34. And he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one.
Chapter 11.
1. And a shoot goes out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch will bear fruit out of his roots. 2. And the Spirit of Yahweh shall rest on him. He will have the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and power, the spirit of knowledge and the reverence of Yahweh. 3. And he is made to breathe in the reverence of Yahweh, but he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. 4. But he shall judge the poor in righteousness, and shall decide rightly for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and he shall cause the wicked to die with the breath of his lip. 5. And righteousness shall be the encircler of his loins, and faithfulness the encircler of his loins. 6. And the wolf shall lie with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little boy shall lead them. 7. The cow and the bear shall feed, their young shall lie together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. 8. And the infant shall play on the hole of the asp, yea, the weaned child shall put his hand on the viper's den. 9. They shall not do evil, nor destroy in all my set apart mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. 10. And it shall be in that day, the root of Jesse stands as a banner of his people. Nations shall seek to him, and his resting place shall be glorious. 11. And it shall be in that day, Yahweh shall again set his hand, the second time, to recover the remnant of his people that remains, from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Ethiopia, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Humph, and from the coasts of the sea. 12. And he shall lift up a banner for the nations, and shall gather the outcasts of Israel, and gather those dispersed from Judah, from the four wings of the earth. 13. And the envy of Ephraim shall turn off, and Judah's foes shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not trouble Ephraim. 14. But they shall fly unto the shoulder of the Philistines to the west, together they shall plunder the sons of the east, the stretching of the hand on Edom and Moab and the sons of Ammon. They will obey them. 15. And Yahweh shall utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt, and with his scorching wind he shall wave his hand over the river, and shall strike it into seven torrents, and make one tread it with shoes. 16. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, those left from Assyria, as it was to Israel in the day when he came up out of the land of Egypt.
Chapter 12.
1. And in that day you shall say, O Yahweh, I will thank you though you were angry with me, turn away your anger and you shall comfort me. 2. Behold, El is Yahshua, I will trust and not be afraid. For my strength and song is Yahweh. Yea, he has become to me Yahshua. 3. And you shall draw waters out of the wells of salvation with joy. 4. And in that day you shall say, Praise Yahweh. Call on his name. Declare his doings among the peoples. Make mention that his name is exalted. 5. Sing to Yahweh, for he has done majestically. This is known in all the earth. 6. Cry and shout, O dweller of Zion. For great is the set apart one of Israel in your midst.
Chapter 13.
1. The burden of Babylon which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw. 2. Lift up a banner on a bare mountain, make the voice rise to them, wave the hand that they may enter the gates of nobles. 3. I have commanded my set apart ones. I have also called my warriors for my anger, those who rejoice in my majesty. 4. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, as of a great people, a noise of tumult of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. Yahweh of hosts is calling up an army for the battle. 5. They come from a distant land, from the end of the heavens, Yahweh and the weapons of his wrath, to destroy all the land. 6. Howl, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. 7. On account of this all hands shall droop, and every heart of man shall melt. 8. And they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain like one giving birth. They shall be amazed, each man to his neighbor. Faces of flames shall be their faces. 9. Behold, the day of Yahweh comes, cruel and with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land waste, and he shall destroy its sinners out of it. 10. For the stars of the heavens and their constellations shall not give light. The sun shall be darkened in its going forth, and the moon shall not reflect its light. 11. And I will visit evil on the world, and their iniquity on the wicked. And I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and I will humble the pride of tyrants. 12. I will make a man more rare than fine gold, even a man more than the carvings of Arph. 13. So I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall move out of its place, in the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. 14. And it shall be as a gazelle driven away, and as a sheep no one gathers. Each man shall look to his own people, and each one shall flee to his land. 15. Every one who is found shall be pierced through. Yea, every one who is swept away shall fall by the sword. 16. And their children shall be gashed in pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be robbed, and their wives raped. 17. Behold, I stir up the Medes against them, who shall not value silver, and they shall not delight in gold. 18. And bows shall also smash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Then I shall not spare sons. 19. And Babylon, the glory of the kingdoms, the beauty of the pride of the Chaldeans, shall be as when Elohim overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. 20. It shall not be lived in forever, nor shall it be lived in from generation to generation. And the desert wanderer shall not pitch a tent there, nor shall the shepherds make flocks lie down there. 21. But the desert creatures shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of howling creatures, and daughters of ostriches shall dwell there, and he-goats shall skip there. 22. And hyenas shall cry along with his widows, and jackals in palaces of delight. Yea, her time to come is near, and her days shall not be prolonged.
Chapter 14.
1. For Yahweh will have pity on Jacob, and will yet choose among Israel, and set them in their own land. And the foreigner shall be joined to them, and they shall cling to the house of Jacob. 2. And the peoples shall take them and bring them to their own place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of Yahweh for slaves and slave girls. And they shall be captives of their captors, and they shall rule over their oppressors. 3. And it shall be, in the day that Yahweh shall give you rest from your sorrow, and from your trouble, and from the hard bondage which was pressed on you. 4. You shall lift up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, how the oppressor, the gold gatherer, has ceased. 5. Yahweh has broken the rod of the wicked, the staff of rulers. 6. Who struck the peoples in wrath, A blow without turning away, ruling the nations in anger, dealing out persecution without restraint. 7. All the earth is at rest, quiet. They break forth into singing. 8. Yea, the fir trees rejoice over you. The cedars of Lebanon say, since you have lain down, no woodcutter will come up against us. 9. Sheol from below is stirred for you, to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the departed spirits for you, all the leaders of the people of the earth. It has raised all the kings of the nations from their thrones. 10. All of them shall answer and say to you, are you also made as weak as we? Are you likened to us? 11. Your majesty is lowered into Sheol. The noise of your huss. The maggot is spread under you. Yea, the worms cover you. 12. O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you have fallen from the heavens. You weakening the nations, you are cut down to the ground. 13. For you have said in your heart, I will go up to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of El, and I will sit in the mountain of appointment, in the sides of the north. 14. I will rise over the heights of the clouds. I will be compared to Elion. 15. Yet you shall go down to Sheol, to the sides of the pit. 16. They that see you shall stand closely watch you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, shaking kingdoms? 17. Making the world like a wilderness, and who tore down its cities. He did not open a house for his prisoners. 18. All kings of nations, all of them lie in glory, each man in his house. 19. But you are thrown from your grave like a despised branch, like the covering of the slain, those pierced by the sword, those who go down into the stones of the pit, like a dead body trampled underfoot. 20. You shall not be united with them in burial, because you ruined your land. You have slain your people. The seed of evildoers shall never be named. 21. Prepare for the slaughter of his sons, for the iniquity of their fathers, that they may not rise and possess the land and fill the face of the earth with cities. 22. For I will rise against them, says Yahweh of hosts, and I will cut off the name and remnant, the son and grandson, from Babylon, declares Yahweh. 23. Also I will make it the possession of the hedgehog and pools of water. And I will sweep it with the broom of ruin, says Yahweh of hosts. 24. Yahweh of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall be, and as I have purposed, it shall rise up. 25. To break Assyria in my land, and trample him on my mountains. Then his yoke shall depart from them, and his burden shall depart from his shoulders. 26. This is the purpose that is purposed on all the earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out on all the nations. 27. For Yahweh of hosts has purposed, and who shall reverse it? And his hand is stretched out. Who shall turn it back? 28. This burden was in the year King Oetz died. 29. Do not rejoice, O Philistia, all of you, for the rod of your striking is broken, because a viper comes forth from the root of a snake, and his fruit shall be a fiery flying serpent. 30. And the firstborn of the poor shall eat, and the needy shall lie down in safety, and I will kill your root with famine, and it shall kill your remnant. 31. Howl, O gate! Cry, O city! Philistia is melted away, all of you. For a smoke comes from the north, and not one is alone in his ranks. 32. What then shall one answer to the messengers of the nation? That Yahweh has founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall trust in it.
Chapter 15.
1. The burden of Moab. Because in a night Ar of Moab is laid waste, it is cut off. Because in a night Kir of Moab is laid waste, it is cut off. 2. One goes up to the house, even to Dibon, to the high places, to weep. Moab shall howl over Nebo and over Medeba. All its heads shall be bald, every beard shorn. 3. They shall put on sackcloth in the streets. Everyone shall howl on their housetops and in their plazas, melting in tears. 4. And Ishban and Ilili shall cry. Their voice shall be heard as far as Jahats. So the warriors of Moab shall shout. His life is broken to him. 5. My heart shall cry to Moab, her fugitives to Zor, a Haifa of 3 years. He goes up the ascent of Luhith with weeping, for in the way of Horonim they shall raise up a cry of ruin. 6. For Nimrim's waters are desolations. For the hay is dried up. The grass fails. There is not a green thing. 7. On account of this one made up the remainder, and their store. They shall carry them over the torrent of the willows. 8. For the cry has gone around Moab's borders, his howling even to Eglam, and his howling even to the well of Elim. 9. For demon's waters are full of blood, for I will put more on demon, a lion on him who escapes from Moab, and for the remnant of the land. Chapter 16 1. Send a lamb to the ruler of the land, from the rock of the desert to the mountain of the daughter of Zion. 2. For it is as a fleeing bird cast out of the nest. The daughters of Moab shall be at the fords of Unnon. 3. Take counsel. Do judgment. Make your shadow as the night in midday. Hide the outcasts. Do not uncover the fugitive. 4. Let my outcasts from Moab stay with you. Be a hiding place to them from the face of the destroyer. For the exactor has ceased, destruction has failed. The trampler is ended out of the land. 5. And in mercy the throne shall be founded, and he shall sit on it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking justice, and swift in righteousness. 6. We have heard of the pride of Moab, very proud, of his pride, his arrogance, and his rage. Not so are his babblings. 7. So Moab shall howl for Moab. Everyone shall howl, all of it shall howl for the foundations of Kirhareseth. Surely they are stricken. 8. For the fields of Heshbon droop, the vine of Sibmah. The masters of the nations have crushed its choice plants. They have come to Jazer. They wander in the desert. Her branches are spread out. They have crossed the sea. 9. On account of this I will weep with the weeping of Jazer, the vine of Sibmah. I will drench you with my tears, O Heshbon and Ilili. For shouting has fallen on your fruit and on your harvest. 10. And gladness and joy is gathered up from the fruitful field, and there is no singing and no shouting in the vineyards. The one treading shall not tread out wine in the presses. I have made the shout to cease. 11. For this reason my belly shall sound like a harp for Moab, and my inward parts for Kirhareseth. 12. And it shall be, when it is seen that Moab shall be wearied on the high place, then he shall come to his shrine to pray, and he shall not be able. 13. This is the word that Yahweh had spoken to Moab from that time. 14. But now Yahweh has spoken, saying, within 3 years, as the years of a hireling, then the glory of Moab will be abased, with all the great host, and the remnant shall be few, small, not mighty.
Chapter 17
1. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruined heap. 2. The cities of Aroer are forsaken. Now they are for flocks. They lie down and no one terrifies them. 3. And the fortress shall cease from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus and the rest of Syria. They shall be as the glory of the sons of Israel, declares Yahweh of hosts. 4. And it shall be in that day, Jacob's glory shall be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh shall be made lean. 5. And it shall be as the reaping of the harvest grain, and his arm rips the ears, and it shall be as he who gathers ears in the valley of the giants. 6. Yet gleaning grapes shall be left in it, as the shaking of an olive tree. 2 or 3 ripe olives in the top of the uppermost branch, 4 or 5 in the fruit tree branches, declares Yahuwah Elohim of Israel. 7. In that day a man shall gaze to his Maker, and his eyes shall look to the set-apart one of Israel. 8. And he shall not gaze to the altars, the work of his hands, and he will not see what his fingers have made, even the Asherahs, and the sun pillars. 9. In that day his fortified cities shall be as a thing left in the forest, or the branch that they leave, from before the sons of Israel, and it will become a desolation. 10. Because you have forgotten the Elohim of your salvation, Yeshua, and you did not remember the rock of your strength. On account of this you shall plant pleasing plants, and shall sow it with profane shoots. 11. In the day of your planting you fence it in. In the morning you make your seed sprout. The harvest is a heap in the day of sickness and incurable pain. 12. Woe to the multitude of many peoples! They roar like the roar of seas, and the crash of nations, they crash like the crash of mighty waters. 13. The nations shall crash like the crashing of many waters, but he rebukes it, and it flees far away. Yea, it is driven like the chaff of mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before a tempest. 14. At the time of evening, behold, terror. Before it is morning, it shall not be. This is the portion of those robbing us, and the lot of those plundering us.
Chapter 18.
1. Woe to the land of Ring of Wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. 2. Which sends ambassadors by the sea, even in ships of paper is on the face of the waters. Go, swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth, to a dreadful people from it and onwards, and a nation mighty and trampling down, whose land the rivers have divided. 3. All you inhabitants of the world and those living on the earth, as one lifts a banner on the peaks, you will see, and you will hear as the blowing of a ram's horn. 4. For so Yahuwah said to me, I will rest, and I will watch my dwelling place, as the glowing heat on light, as the cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. 5. For before the harvest, when the bud is perfect, and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, then he will cut off the sprigs with pruning hooks, and cut down and take away the branches. 6. They shall be left together to the birds of the hills, and to the beasts of the earth. And the birds shall summer on them, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter on them. 7. Then shall be brought in that time to Yahuwah of hosts a present from a tall and smooth people, and a terrifying people, from it and onward, a mighty and trampling nation whose land the rivers have divided, to the place of the name of Yahuwah of hosts, Mount Zion.
Chapter 19.
1. The burden of Egypt. Behold, Yahuwah rides on a light cloud and comes into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall tremble from before him, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in its midst. 2. And I will stir up Egyptians against Egyptians, and they each man shall fight against his brother, and each against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. 3. And the spirit of the Egyptians shall be empty in its midst, and I will swallow its counsel, and they shall seek to idols, and to the enchanters, and to the mediums, and to the fortune tellers. 4. And I will shut up the Egyptians into the hand of cruel masters, and a fierce king shall rule them, declares Adonai Yahuwah of hosts. 5. And the waters shall dry up from the sea, and the river shall fail and dry up. 6. And rivers shall be fouled, and the Nile of Egypt will languish and dry up. The reed and the rush shall decay. 7. Bare places shall be at the Nile, by the mouth of the Nile, and everything sown by the Nile shall dry up, driven away, and be no more. 8. The fishermen shall mourn, and all who cast a hook into the Nile shall wail, and those who spread nets on the surface of the waters shall droop. 9. And the workers in fine flax, and the weavers of white cloth are ashamed. 10. And her supports shall be crushed, and all who make wages shall be sad of soul. 11. Surely the rulers of Zoan are fools. The advice of Pharaoh's wise counselor has become stupid. How can you say to Pharaoh, I am the son of wise ones, the son of kings of old? 12. Where are your wise ones now? Yea, let them tell you now, that they may know what Yahweh of hosts has planned against Egypt. 13. The rulers of Zoan are fools. The rulers of Naph are deceived. They also have led Egypt astray, the cornerstone of her tribes. 14. Yahweh has mixed a perverse spirit in her midst, and they led astray Egypt in all his work, as a drunkard strays in his vomit. 15. And Egypt shall have no work that the head or the tail, the branch or rush, may do. 16. In that day Egypt shall be like women, and it will tremble and dread from before the shaking of the hand of Yahweh of hosts, which he shakes over it. 17. And the land of Judah shall be a terror to Egypt. Everyone who mentions it shall dread to it, from before the counsel of Yahweh of hosts, which he counsels against it. 18. In that day 5 cities in the land of Egypt shall speak the language of Canaan, and swear to Yahweh of hosts. 1 shall be called, City of Reuben. 19. Then an altar to Yahweh shall be in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to Yahweh at its border. 20. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness to Yahweh of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry to Yahweh because of the oppressors, and he shall send them a savior, even a great one, and will deliver them. 21. And Yahweh shall be known to Egypt. Egypt shall know Yahweh in that day, and they shall offer sacrifice and offering, and vow to Yahweh, and repay it. 22. And Yahweh shall strike Egypt. He shall strike and heal. Then they shall return to Yahweh, and he shall hear them and will heal them. 23. In that day there shall be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and Assyria shall come into Egypt, and Egypt into Assyria, and Egypt shall serve with Assyria. 24. In that day Israel shall be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth. 25. Whom Yahweh of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed be my people Egypt, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel my inheritance.
Chapter 20.
1. In the year Tartan came to Ashdod, when Sargon the king of Assyria sent him, and fought against Ashdod, and took it. 2. At that time Yahweh spoke by Isaiah the son of Amoz, saying, Go and loosen the sackcloth from your loins, and take your shoe off from your foot. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. 3. And Yahweh said, Just as my servant Isaiah has walked naked and barefoot 3 years 4, so shall the king of Assyria lead away the captives of Egypt and the exiles of Ethiopia, young and old, naked and barefoot, and with uncovered buttocks, to the nakedness of Egypt. 5. And they shall be afraid and ashamed of their hope Ethiopia, and of their glory Egypt. 6. And he who lives in this coast shall say in that day, Behold, this has become our hope to which we fled for help there, to be delivered from before the king of Assyria. And, how shall we escape?
Chapter 21.
1. The burden of the desert of the sea. As storms in the Negev pass, it comes from the desert from a terrifying land. 2. A harsh vision is revealed to me. The deceiver betrays, and the plunderer plunders. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media. I have caused all her sighing to cease. 3. Because of this my loins are filled with pain. Pangs have taken hold on me like the pangs of a travailing woman. I am bowed from hearing. I am troubled from seeing. 4. My heart wanders. Terror overwhelms me. He has made the twilight of my pleasure into a fear. 5. Arrange the table. Watch in the watchtower. Eat, drink. Rise up, rulers, and anoint the shield. 6. For so Yahweh has said to me, go, set a watchman. He will declare what he sees. 7. And he sees a chariot, a couple of horsemen, a chariot of a donkey, a chariot of a camel. And let him give ear attentively, very attentively. 8. And he cried, a lion. Yahweh, I always stand on my watchtower by day, and I am stationed at my post all the nights. 9. And, behold, here comes a chariot of a man, a pair of horses. And he answered and said, Babylon has fallen, has fallen. And he has smashed the graven images of her gods to the earth. 10. O my threshing, and the grain of my floor, that which I have heard of Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, I have told to you. 11. The burden of Dumah. He calls to me out of say, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? 12. The watchman says, the morning comes, and also night. If you would inquire, inquire, come, return. 13. The burden of Arabia. You shall stay in the forest of Arabia, travelers of Didonitz. 14. The people of the land of Temah bring water to him who is thirsty. They went to meet the fugitive with his bread. 15. For they fled from before swords, from the drawn sword, and from the bent bow, and from the press of battle. 16. For so Yahweh has said to me, within a year, as the years of a hireling, all the glory of Kedah shall be ended. 17. And the rest of the number of the archers, the warriors of the sons of Kedah, shall be few. For Yahweh Elohim of Israel has spoken.
Chapter 22.
1. The burden of the valley of vision. What ails you now, that you have gone up to the housetops? 2. Crashings fill the noisy city, the joyous city. Your slain ones are not slain by the sword, nor died in battle. 3. All your rulers fled together. They were bound without the bow. All found in you were bound together. They have fled from afar. 4. On account of this I said, look away from me. I will weep bitterly. Do not hurry to comfort me over the ruin of the daughter of my people. 5. For it is a day of trouble, and of trampling down, and confusion, by Adonai Yahweh of hosts, in the valley of vision, digging down a wall, and crying to the mountain. 6. And Persia lifted the quiver with the chariot of a man and horseman, and Kieran gathered the shield. 7. And it happened, your choicest valleys were full of chariots, and the horsemen surely set in order at the gate. 8. And he removed Judah's covering, and you looked in that day to the armor of the house of the forest. 9. You have also seen the breaks in the city of David, that they are many, and you gathered the waters of the lower pool. 10. And you have counted the houses of Jerusalem, and you broke down the houses to fortify the wall. 11. And you made a reservoir between the walls, for the water of the old pool. But you have not looked to its maker, nor did you see its former from long ago. 12. And in that day Adonai Yahweh of hosts called to weeping and mourning, and to baldness, and to girding with sackcloth. 13. Then, lo, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and slaughtering sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine, saying, eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. 14. And Yahweh of hosts revealed in my ears, surely this iniquity shall not be atoned for you until you die, says Adonai Yahweh of hosts. 15. So says Adonai Yahweh of hosts, go, go to this treasurer, to Shebna who is over the house. 16. What is to you here, and who is here to you, that you have carved a tomb for yourself here, as one having cut out his tomb on high, having carved out a home for himself in the rock? 17. Behold, Yahweh hurls you with a hurling, O man, and grasps you with a grasping. 18. Surely, he will violently whirl you like a ball, into a land wide of hands. You shall die there, And there are the chariots of your glory, the shame of your master's house. 19. And I will drive you from your position, and he will pull you from your station. 20. And in that day it shall be, even I will call to my servant Eliakim the son of Hilkiah. 21. And I will clothe him with your robe and will fasten your sash on him. And I will give your authority into his hand. And he shall be a father to the Isaiah ones living in Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. 22. And the key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so that he opens, and no one shuts. And he shuts, and no one opens. 23. And I will drive him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a throne of glory to his father's house. 24. And they shall hang on him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the offshoots, all small vessels, from vessels of cups even to all vessels of jars. 25. In that day, says Yahweh of hosts, the nail that is driven in the sure place shall be removed, and be cut down, and fall, and the burden that was on it shall be cut off. Yahweh has spoken.